Oversight Committee discovers unreported funds Biden family business received while Joe Biden was VP. By Wendell Hasebo on March 16, 2023. Biden family business associate Robinson Walker received $179,836.86 on November 5, 2015, while President Joe Biden was vice president. A previously unreported sum the House Oversight Committee revealed Thursday. Although the sum appears to be insignificant to the $31 million received by the business during Joe Biden's reign as vice president, the new amount builds upon the previous reporting in 2022 by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. Thursday's revelation comes after the committee revealed the Biden family business received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese entity and subsequent payments after President Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. It is unknown who sent the $179,836.86 sum to Biden family business associate Robinson Walker, an individual who, 3 days later on November 9, 2015, used his personal checking account to send a wire to a bank account for Robert Hunter Biden in the amount of $59,900, one-third of the total payment, the committee's investigation has found. Days prior, that same sum amount had been transferred to Walker's personal checking accounts from the business account. The $59,900 payment is also the same amount sent in 2017 to European Energy and Infrastructure Group, EEIG, in Abu Dhabi, a company associated with James Gillier, a second associate of the Biden family business. In 2010, Gillier founded EEIG, claiming to offer strategic influences at the highest level within Washington, D.C., according to the firm's website. Notably, Gillier was a part of the SFC Energy Company deal in which Joe Biden, Big Guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture with Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski. Gillier was also instrumental in drumming up many business propositions for SFC to acquire. In a 55-page business proposal dated February 22, 2016, it appears Gillier proposed SFC buy the American Westinghouse Electric Company for $5 billion. In an email dated May 14, 2017, Gillier emailed Bobulinski, Hunter, James Biden, and Walker about a second proposed business deal whereby SFC would acquire an energy company in Oman. The 41-page proposal suggested future acquisition targets in Colombia and Romania. Hunter had some experience in Romania. Hunter began working for Romanian Gabriel Popovici in the spring of 2015. According to Hunter's calendar, he met with Joe Biden 3 times from July 2015 to March 2016 about helping Popovici with a conviction stemming from his purchase of a 550-acre parcel of government-owned land for a steep discount, the New York Post reported. The meetings, in addition to whistleblowers, contradict Joe Biden's claims that he has no knowledge of the family's business deals. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Here's what I know Trump deserves to be investigated, Joe Biden claimed in 2019. My son has not made money from China. The only guy who has made money from China was this guy, Joe Biden claimed in a 2020 debate with former President Donald Trump. It was not the first time Joe Biden conducted family business meetings in the White House as vice president. Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Schwerin, at the White House 19 times as vice president, according to a new report. Schwerin is expected to soon provide banking documents to the Oversight Committee. Moreover, Joe Biden reportedly met at the White House with 2 Chinese energy executives who worked with a Chinese Communist Party-linked company, Wangshang, on July 25, 2014. Between 11 a.m. and 12:15 p.m., emails from Hunter's laptop reveal. 2 years earlier, Seneca Global Advisors, Hunter and Walker's lobbying business, had a client named Great Point Energy that partnered with Wangshang on a $1.25 billion natural gas plant in Communist China. Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping was at the signing deal between the two entities. The deal between Great Point Energy and Wangshang is notable because Hunter's business, Rosemont Seneca Partners, also invested in the Fisker car company that was bought by Wangshang after Fisker went bankrupt in 2013. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.